News Talk 1620 WTAW, quarter of six. William Bounce here from the Bryan Fire Department. And I guess we're going to lead off maybe with another update on that fire. I had a chance to talk to Gerald Burnett earlier this week. The fire, house fire, another unfortunate situation, and maybe a case where that could have been prevented.
Very unfortunate. These folks were living at 410 Randolph. That's much older neighborhood, older homes. And they were using candles to light their homes. And unfortunately, it appears that it was on some sort of unstable surface and fell over onto the couch. The suppression crews did a great job of putting the fire out, but when you're dealing with a fast-moving fire on a furniture like that and into an older home, that can be a real disaster.
Yeah, the older home having perhaps more combustible materials, but the point to not be lost of all this, it really doesn't matter about the age of a home with an unattended candle, right?
Right. The main things we want to take away from this is just simple candle safety, which during the holidays, there's about four things that are real common origins of fire. Candles are right up there. The cooking safety that we talked about around Thanksgiving. I'll talk about it again before Christmas. Heating because of it being cold. And then the ornaments being overloaded or misused or not in good shape often cause electrical fires. The candles are one of your major ones, though.
Well, and I'm going to go ahead because cold weather is forecast before you come back, and let's go ahead and talk about some of those reminders.
With the cold weather coming up, we want to make sure that our fireplaces are clean and that they're ready to be used and that we're only using well-seasoned wood in those fireplaces. Don't use extra green wood that tends to pop and tends to throw sparks out of the fireplace. Use a guard in front of it. Don't use your kitchen stove to warm your house. Get a good, safe, UL-rated heater of some sort to heat your house with if you don't have central heating. If the heating needs to be checked, get it checked. Get the heating air conditioner person over there. Make sure it's clean, that it's working properly. And by all means, check your smoke detectors and make sure they're working.
And get them if you don't have them.
Absolutely. Get them if you don't have them. But we've been talking about this for a very long time. Everybody should have theirs.
And should be working.
Absolutely.
And the same thing about carbon monoxide detectors, too?
Right. Anywhere that you're using a fossil fuel to heat with, i.e., if you use gas in your home, propane, natural gas, you need to have carbon monoxide detectors in your home.
Also want to bring up the ornament thing, too, because I know not everybody is through with their holiday decorations. And, again, another reminder of the do's and don'ts here.
No, some of us are just getting started. but what you want to do there is only use ornaments that are in really good condition. If you're having to start splicing them and covering ends with tape and such as that, then it's time to replace the ornament strings. And
you see examples of that, don't you?
Oh, yes. We have some in our evidence lab. So, you know, we can supply you with burned-up ornaments if you want them.
That's an idea for your Facebook page is to post, do not use ornament, don't use light strings that look like this.
We probably have some of those types of things we could post. But read the manufacturer's recommendations on the back of the boxes and the little papers that come in there. They'll tell you how many strings to hook together. Don't exceed that. They'll warn you to use a good multi-strip that has its own fuse protection to put groups of ornaments together. You want to provide that extra protection, so use a multi-strip with its own fuse protection. And don't exceed the manufacturer's recommendations on any of the devices. Don't use candles near your natural wreaths or natural decorations or next to a curtain or on an unstable surface.
And I know I have a group of lights outside and tried to be as careful as I can to not have – I used C7 bulbs, not the biggest ones, but I think it's the next to the biggest size. But I keep them, I hope, far enough off the ground so that yard debris doesn't accidentally catch fire.
That's right. You don't want to use the ones that get really warm, the large-scale decorations near any kind of dried vegetation. But you mention outdoor, and that's another good point. Outdoor bulb strings are made for outdoors. Indoor bulb strings are made for indoors. That's why it says indoor and outdoor. You don't really want to bring in the outdoor bulbs that into the indoors, or try to take the indoor ones that aren't really built to be out in the elements outside and use them in the wrong location.
All right, another couple of minutes with William Bowes of the Bryan Fire Department. Where else? What else do we need to get covered?
In 2 weeks, I'll be back, and we'll talk some more about trees, because everybody will have their tree, but there's going to be some signs you need to look for as far as the tree starting to go become more of a fire hazard than a beautiful thing to look at. I will bring that up in 2 weeks, because everybody will have theirs, and they'll be watering them sufficiently, but yet they are a cut item, and so they're going to start to deteriorate. So we'll talk about that kind of safety and cooking safety for the holidays. And, of course, if anybody has any questions about any kind of fire safety, they can always call our office at 209-5960, or they can email me at wbouse@bryantx.gov.
I want to go back to the fire or to the smoke detectors for a moment. I know on occasions some are available at the fire department. Is that still the case right now?
There is some for those who qualify through 211, I believe, that we still have some. We had a really very successful project of putting those out, and a lot of people took advantage of that and called for them. I think we still have some, and so if you cannot afford smoke detectors and would like a smoke detector in your home, you can call 211 and they can get you hooked up for that.
Okay, very good. Have everything covered this time around?
I think so.
Okay, very good. William Bowes, Bryan Fire Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.